This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a very real pleasure to introduce to our audience today Dr. Ernest Vandenhaag. Dr. Vandenhaag is adjunct professor of social philosophy at New York University, also a lecturer in sociology and psychology at the New School for Social Research. He was born in The Hague, Holland, studied in Naples and Florence, Italy, and in Paris, received his MA from the State University of Iowa, and took his PhD from New York University. Dr. Vandenhaag is a fellow of the Royal Economic Society and of the American Sociological Association. He's a practicing psychoanalyst and a member of the New York Academy of Sciences and of a number of other learned groups, author of a number of books and scientific papers. He's taught at the Graduate Division of Brooklyn College, at the University of Minnesota, City College of New York, lectured at Yale, Harvard, Columbia, and the University of California, and at many other universities. Dr. Vandenhaag, it's a real pleasure to have you on the program today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Just 10 years ago, the Supreme Court of the United States handed down a decision, a landmark in American history, actually, in the case of Brown versus Board of Education, in which the Supreme Court found that segregated schools were so unequal as to be unconstitutional. That is a very brief summation of their Brown decision. Now, during the past few days, there's been a landmark trial underway in Jackson, Mississippi, where you and a number of other expert scientific witnesses have been testifying concerning some of the factors ruled upon 10 years ago by the Supreme Court, bringing to the attention of the Federal District Court in Jackson some evidence not before the Supreme Court at the time of the Brown decision. I'd like to ask you to begin with, Dr. Vandenhaag, what do you think is the real basis of the Brown decision? I know you've studied it carefully.
Yes, I have. The decision, as you pointed out, held that under the 14th Amendment, Negro children are deprived of the equal protection of the laws when they are segregated, even if, in all material respects, they are treated exactly as white children. That is, the decision overthrew Plessy versus Ferguson. It held that separate education is inherently unequal, and it held so on the basis of what the court called modern authority, which was not available to the court that decided Plessy versus Ferguson. That is, it was not available when the court held more than 60 years ago that one could proceed within the Constitution to a separate but equal education. Now, I got interested in that modern authority, and that's what got me to testifying. I was interested in finding out where the court had found evidence that the court in effect said it had, that segregation is harmful, so harmful that it becomes unconstitutional to Negro children. And it turned out that the court had found that evidence largely in a brief submitted to the court by social scientists, and that brief in turn was largely based, though not exclusively, on certain experiments that had been performed by Professor Kenneth B. Clark of City College in New York. I think I'll tell you briefly what these experiments were.
Yes, please do.
Professor Clark presented white and Negro dolls, dark and white dolls, to groups of Negro children in segregated schools, and ask them which dolls they liked better, which dolls they would like to play with, and finally, which dolls were like them, these Negro children in segregated schools. The Negro children in segregated schools, in the majority, preferred the white dolls, preferred to play, as they said, with the white dolls, and finally, when asked which doll is most like you, they said the white doll. Professor Clark told the lower courts, which handled the Brown decision before it became to the Supreme Court, told the lower court that that shows that there's something very wrong with their personalities and that that is due to segregation. Now, I found that there were quite a number of things wrong with that experiment. Among other things, I may add, say here that if a Negro child or a white child or a red or Chinese child prefers a light-colored doll, it may be simply that he prefers light colors. In our culture, for instance, and in most cultures, white or light colors stand for purity, innocence, joy, and dark colors, such as black, stand for soul, death, terror, evil. So the children of any color themselves may prefer a white doll. But regardless, what disturbed me mostly about this experiment is that it was undertaken with very few children and with no control experiments. If you wanted to attribute the alleged damage to segregation, then you should also perform this sort of experiment with non-segregated Negro children and see whether their response differs. If it does, you may have a point. Well, it did. I found that Professor Clark himself had undertaken such experiments with children in a mixed school situation, but it differed inasmuch as in the mixed school situation, even more of the Negro children preferred the white doll and identified with it. So that what his experiments actually showed was that if it is true that the preference of a Negro child and the identification of a Negro child with a white doll indicates harm to his personality, what Professor Clark had really shown was that more such harm arises through intermixture, through desegregation, through congregation, than occurs when there is segregation. And I found further that Professor Clark had never told the court about these previous experiments, which had shown the result I just described, and with many more children than the experiments which he submitted to the court. So that got me interested and got me finally to write an article about it, and that finally got me to testify to this effect.
During the course of the Jackson trial, it was brought out that the tests similar to those made by Clark more than 10 years ago have been made within the past few months using Negro school children in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes, these were in a segregated situation, and the tests in question were undertaken by Professor Gregor of the University of Hawaii, and he found that in the segregated situation, 95% of the Negro children preferred Negro dolls as nice dolls, dolls they preferred to play with, and finally as the dolls with whom they correctly identified themselves. So according again to Clark's standards, this would indicate that in the segregated situation, the Negro children identify correctly, have therefore correct self-images, and therefore are mentally more healthy than the Negro children in the mixed situation, which tend to respond to a great extent in terms of a preference for the children not of their group, the white children.
Dr. Vandenhaag, during your testimony, you used the term group orientation or identification with a group a number of times. Could you tell us why you feel this is important to a child?
Well, it's important to any child. Numerous observations and experiments, including some related to the question we're discussing, including others that were undertaken for different reasons, have indicated that a child is literally not humanized, does not become fully human unless he has the opportunity of engaging from the earliest time in social intercourse with a group in which he feels at home, in which he feels accepted, and that he, the child himself, can accept and identify with. Children very early develop a feeling of identification with other children of the same kind. And of course, identification at that age, and much later too, is very largely based on visual characteristics, on what you can see with your eyes. And the skin is one of these. The color of the skin, of course, is one that is very apparent to a child.
So that far from having a beneficial effect, you feel that integration, that is the association of groups of children of different races, during their formative years in the public schools, could indeed be harmful?
Yes, I think it is harmful always when it is compulsory. So the conclusion is very simply that the compulsory congregation, the compulsory togetherness that the Supreme Court has decreed is likely not to reduce, but rather to increase the mutual hostility of the two groups.
During the Jackson trial, you defined this in terms of happiness. Would you mind repeating that definition?
Well, what will be involved in terms of what we have just discussed is that the Negro children will, by their being with white children, develop an aspiration level which will be considerably in excess of their attainment level. Now, William James, a long time ago, defined happiness in terms of the distance between what one achieves and what one wishes to achieve, what one aspires to. The greater the distance, the less happy one is. The more nearly one's achievement comes to what one hopes to achieve, one's expectation, one's aspiration, the more happy is one. Hence, what we are doing is, in effect, to make these children unnecessarily unhappy about themselves, and there is no greater unhappiness than the one about oneself.
Professor Vandenhaag, in the light of this new scientific evidence, the body of which is growing increasingly, what would be your hopes for the future in connections with the system of education?
Well, I think the Supreme Court will sooner or later overthrow the Brown decision, not because it was legally right or wrong, I'm not competent to discuss that, but simply because the modern authority on which it was thought to be based turns out to have been misleading, as we have discussed. So the factual basis for the Brown decision is simply not there, and the court will sooner or later have to recognize it. I believe that parents should have a right to provide for their children according to their judgment rather than to the judgment of any government authority, be it even the Supreme Court.
Dr. Vandenhaag, thank you so much for being with us on this program.
It was a pleasure.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Dr. Ernest Vandenhaag, professor of social philosophy at New York University and lecturer in sociology and psychology at the New School for Social Research in New York. Join us again next week at the same time, and we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.